What we're looking at here is a throne, and it's a throne for the king of the Yoruba people of Nigeria. The Yoruba make up a major group of people in that Western African nation, which is a pretty big country. It has the Yoruba, the Igbo, and up north they have the Hausa-speaking people. But this throne is designed to reflect the power of the king. Now, you'll see strings of beads that come down that, and there used to be more of them, but this is a pretty old piece, and it's been shifted and shown in different places, so it's lost some of its beadwork. This belongs to one of the members of the board of the African Art Museum of Maryland, Mr. Al Engelman, and it's on extended loan to us. There's several strings of beads that are missing, but the strings of beads were there to further not allow you to look at the face of the king. In other words, the deference that you showed to the king when you approached him to give him something or to show at his request, you did not look at the face of the king. He was the king, you didn't look at his face, and that's just a suggestion of the obscurity of his face, that you did not look at the face of the king. He was the king. At the same time, his feet were never to touch the ground, and hence the cushion that you see there that his feet rest on is an indication of his power, that his feet were never to touch the ground. Now, we've had some elementary school children ask me, Ms. Ligon, if his feet were never to touch the ground, how did he go to the bathroom? Well, I had to explain to the children, I have not watched the king go to the bathroom, and I have to assume that he would walk toward it like everybody else. That would be one of his private moments when he was on his way to a restroom. But if he were any place else, if he was maybe entertaining the public, you would not see him walk in any more than you would see him walk out. He would be carried in or carried out. But most often, if you were fortunate enough to have an audience with the king, he would be seated on his throne as you approach. These are all glass beads. You can see it's very colorful. All glass beads, these are all hand done. And beads of this type used to be used for currency. So if you can imagine that a handful of these would be worth a whole lot of money in the Western world, then you can imagine the value or the reflection of the value that these beads are showing in the king. The king is very rich. He's also very rich in culture. He's also very powerful. And the beads just reflect all of that, along with his feet not touching the ground and his face in somewhat obscurity, again, sitting on his throne.